Some of these folks you'll remember, and some of these dates you'll remember, and some of these dates make us, some of us, old. In early January of 1961, a number of neighbors from the Forest Mill community just northeast of Manchester, Tennessee, met at the home of Marvin and Mildred Lewis to discuss the beginning of a congregation of the Church of Christ at Forest Mill. After meeting together for 3 weeks, a number of families decided to form a congregation and start meeting at the old Forest Mill schoolhouse. Some of those who attended these early meetings were Marvin and Mildred Lewis, Oscar and Inez Jones, William and Margaret Yearwood, R.L. Speck and Blanche Gregory and family, Martha Swanger and daughters, Suzanne and Cindy, Leo and Wanda Sain and family, Catherine Daniel, Treva Daniel, and Billy St. John. On January 22, 1961, the first meeting of the congregation was held at the Forest Mill Schoolhouse for a worship service, with Olin Bassham preaching the first sermon. At the time, Brother Bassham was the minister of the Southside Church of Christ in Manchester, and because of a loss of heat in their building, a number of that congregation also came to the first service. The total in attendance for that first gathering was 90. Brother Oscar Jones spoke at the evening service. The decision was made to meet for Bible study on Thursday evenings, and 29 were present for that first Thursday night Bible study. In those early months, a number of men served the congregation by preaching and teaching at the Sunday services. Some of them were Billy St. John, Odie Talley, Ray Yearwood, Vernon Cribbs, Keith Williamson, and C.G. Caldwell. The first gospel meeting was held on May 28, 1961 through June 4, 1961, with Connie Wyatt of Warren, Michigan, preaching. At that series of meetings, three responded to the gospel, and they were baptized into Christ: Solly, Ruby, and Brenda Webb. Catherine Daniel taught the children's class in those early days, and some of those attending were Sharon Roller, Treva Daniel, Rita Sain, Johnny Sain, Ricky Sain, Vida Riddle, Melissa Riddle, Mike Crossland, Brenda Chisholm, and Suzanne Swanger. In the months to come, others accepted their Lord in baptism, including John Talley, Judy Gregory, and Mrs. Billy St. John. Later in 1961, the congregation decided to build a building on land donated for that purpose by Mr. and Mrs. Dave King of Manchester. Mr. King was the president of People's Bank in Manchester, and Ms. King was a member of the Main Street Church of Christ in Manchester. William Yearwood took a leave of absence from his work with Duck River Electric Membership Corporation and served as a supervisor for the construction. He was also assisted, according to Martha, by Speck Gregory greatly during that time. That first building was completed on December the 3rd, 1961, and the first service was held on that day, with Odie Talley preaching and 47 in attendance. The contribution on that day was $116.50. That evening, C.G. Caldwell preached and returned to preach at an open house held on December the 17th, 1961, for the community. Soon, Brother Caldwell became the first regular speaker for the church, and he continued to serve until his death on May the 26th, 1962. Others who were baptized during these months were Leo Sain Jr., Janice Strait, and Bobby Strait. Following Brother Caldwell's sudden passing, a number of men served from the pulpit, such as Russell Riddle, Vernon Cribbs, and Horace Lee Jacobs. Beginning in 1965, Horace Lee Jacobs became the regular preacher for the congregation. Brother Jacobs is the son of Hall Jacobs of the Noah community, and he's the nephew of Sister Alice Howland, a longtime and beloved member of Forest Mill Church of Christ. In October of 1968, Brother Jacobs moved to preach at another congregation, and Basil Fletcher, a member of the congregation, was asked to take up the task of preaching. Brother Fletcher had been preaching at a church in Warren County after encouragement from Ted Kell of the Southside congregation. Brother Fletcher served the church in this capacity for over 20 years and was assisted by several men during that time, including Larry McDuffie, Jerry Finney, David Mathis, Brad McAfee, Benny Benjamin, and myself. On January the 9th, 1977, Irvin C. Crossland and Kenneth Winton began serving the congregation as elders, and Paul Jones and Ivan McAfee were selected as deacons. Both Paul Jones and Ivan McAfee effectively led the congregational singing during that time. During these years, the congregation grew to approximately 75 members, with a number in attendance fluctuating with children leaving home and other circumstances. At some time in the 1980s, Kenneth Winton asked to step down as elder, and Irvin Crossland became quite ill and unable to serve. And Basil Fletcher and Paul Jones were asked to become elders. During these years, the congregation was courageous in examining difficult subjects and invited good men to explain their views. In spite of prejudice from other congregations during this time, some of these men were Olin Hicks, Leroy Garrett, and Ted Kell. And this willingness to be open to study and examination of the scriptures was encouraging to a number of the believers here and from other congregations. In the fall of 1988, a few families moved their fellowship from Main Street Church of Christ to the Forest Mill congregation. Noteworthy among these were the Ed White family and the Mertz McCormick family. And soon both Ed White and Mertz McCormick were asked to serve with Basil and Paul as shepherds. The congregation had no debt and no full-time preacher, and the church focused many efforts on supporting mission work, particularly Bruce and Barbara Goodwin in Philadelphia and local benevolence. Preaching was generally provided by Basil Fletcher and Benny Benjamin with the assistance of others in the congregation, and because of a large influx of children, Bible classes were expanding, requiring the addition of two trailers and the purchase of the residence next door belonging to Sister Evelyn Bott. The attendance grew to over 150 on Sunday mornings, and the building underwent several changes to accommodate this growth. In 1990, the elders asked Benny Benjamin to become the first full-time minister, and he and his family moved to Manchester to begin this work. The congregation continued to grow to well over 200 in attendance, and a new auditorium classroom facility was added under the supervision of Basil Fletcher and John Sane. This 8,000-square-foot addition was built for approximately $300,000 and provided an auditorium with a capacity for 450, along with a classroom suite for preschool children, the building we're in right now. In 1992, the congregation selected men to serve as shepherds: Jerry Kreitz, Basil Fletcher, Tom Harbin, Paul Jones, Ray Markram, and Ed White. Mertz McCormick had resigned because of failing health, and he and his wife, June, had moved to Michigan to be near their children. In 1992, Keith Peterson joined the staff as youth minister, and in 1995, he was replaced by Mike Lewis. Under Mike Lewis's leadership, the youth program flourished, and many families were strengthened and encouraged. In 1995, the shepherds named ministry leaders, deacons, for the congregation and charged them with budgetary and ministry responsibilities for the church. Attendance continued to grow to approximately 375 on Sunday mornings, by 1998. During this time, David Elrod, Clark Brandon, and Dan Sane were asked to be shepherds, while Paul Jones and Ed White asked to step down for family reasons. In 1998, Benny Benjamin left Forest Mill to serve as the community chaplain with the Alliance for the Community Outreach. And the congregation and many individual members contributed support to that ministry. The congregation experienced the loss of a number of families with the leaving of Benny Benjamin, and attendance on Sunday morning fell to around 275. After approximately 9 months in which the shepherds provided the majority of the Sunday morning lessons, Mike Lewis was asked to become the preaching and adult minister of the congregation. In 1999, Joe McCamey, a recent Lipscomb Youth Ministry graduate, was asked to begin serving as our youth minister. Both of these men were very effective, and the congregation began to grow again, with families being drawn to an active youth program and active involvement in the community by Mike Lewis. Over the next few years, Dan Sane, Clark Brandon, Tom Harbin, and Basil Fletcher stepped down as shepherds but remained a part of our fellowship. The remaining shepherds were Jerry Kreitz, David Elrod, and Ray Markram. In 2002, the congregation was enjoying approximately 325 in attendance and completed a new family life center containing a gymnasium, youth area, classrooms, and an industrial-type kitchen and cafeteria. This project was supervised by a committee under the leadership of Alan Howard, and Boyd Gray. In 2003, Joe McCamey left the youth ministry position and went into private business, remaining a part of our fellowship. Justin Moore was asked to begin serving as youth minister later that year. In 2004, the congregation selected shepherds again, with the following men accepting the call: Jerry Kreitz, David Elrod, Tom Harbin, Ray Markram, and Steve Sanders and Dan Sane. In 2005, Mike Lewis asked to step down in order to work with the Children's Advocacy Center and with the Coffee County Drug Court, assisting children and individuals ravaged by drug abuse. In September of 2005, the shepherds asked Daryl Denman to serve as adult and preaching minister for the church. The congregation began several new ministries in the early to mid-2000s. Upwards Basketball, that is a community-wide program that is designed to lift up Christ to participants and strongly encourage the entire family. The main focus of the program is to show the value of having a church family as a priority in their lives. And that program continues today. A jail ministry began, and many of our members continue today in teaching, writing, visiting, and supporting and encouraging those that they serve. The ministry also provides follow-up after the release of the participant. Celebrate Recovery began in 2008 as an effort to reach out to both those in and out of our fellowship who have been crippled and wounded by hurts, habits, and hang-ups. In January of 2009, Justin Moore stepped down from the youth ministry to pursue work in the mission field of Brazil. He and his family joined Daryl Polk and others in Recife, Brazil. Sid Snyder came to work with the congregation as the youth and involvement minister in the spring of 2009. Later that year, Daryl Denman stepped down as the preaching and adult minister. At that time, the elders decided that the congregation would utilize the men of the congregation for a period of time to preach each Sunday. Sometime earlier, around 2007, Steve Sanders resigned as a shepherd due to a relocation. In the fall of 2010, Tom Harbin, Ray Markram, and Dan Sane stepped down as shepherds, and Sid Snyder stepped down as the youth and involvement minister to pursue interest in a community outreach ministry called New Life Ministries. The congregation added the following shepherds in October of 2010: Joel Gregory, Russ Parker, Peter Shelton, and Morris Womack, joining Jerry Kreitz and David Elrod. At the beginning of 2011, the shepherds began a search for a new adult and preaching minister. Chris Boyce joined the congregation in that capacity in the summer of 2011. Today is 50 years plus one day from that first meeting at this site. I have a couple of notes here that I said I would read. Brother Olin Bassam, Cindy has talked to all of the former ministers or left messages, and they've called back. He called and he said he would not be able to attend, but he sends his love, his prayers for the church here. And then Larry McDuffie, who we talked to late this week, also called and hated that he couldn't attend. He said that they really enjoyed their time here at Forest Mill and would love to have seen everyone. Before we go into the next video, I wanted to read one statement to you. And Rex Fletcher stayed at our house last night with us. That's Basil's oldest son. Gave me a card with a hand-typed from a manual typewriter mission statement. I believe that there was a meeting that was held. Mike, I think you facilitated that way back in 1990 or so, that designed or developed this statement. Basil had typed that on a card, and this is the mission statement of this congregation. Our mission is to be a spirit-filled family, striving to glorify God by proclaiming and serving Christ Jesus, and being a Christ-centered ministry that will equip the body to meet the spiritual and the physical needs of our family and our community, focusing our energy on becoming a caring family that shares the hope and the promise of a life in Christ. Our goal for every person in our church family is to love God, love one another, and serve others.